And so yeah, let's pray for these guys. Yeah, Father God, we thank you for Joe and Naomi. We thank you that they're here to speak to us this morning. God, we pray that as we open your word, as we hear from the Bible, that you would be transforming us, that we would see more of who you are and what you are doing in our lives. Pray that you'd be speaking powerfully through these guys as they share. Amen.
Awesome. So, hello there. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Joe. And
I'm Naomi.
There we go. Right. And we're going to play a game to start with. We're going to play a game because I like movies. We're going to try, and this is, yeah, I want people to be involved in this. So, we're three teams. We've made ourselves into three teams, which is great. We've got a team here, and a team here. And we're going to try and recognize the film from the goodies and baddies that are on screen. But we can't just shout out. I'm a school teacher, by the way. You might be getting those vibes as I'm getting into the zone back to teaching, because I love to educate, nurture, and empower, and in partnership. It's what I do. That's the Abbey Grange motto. If you cut me in half, it's like a stick of rock inside me. But what I want for you to do is, as a team, you're going to nominate someone who's your champion. Your champion can change throughout the game, because there are 10 questions. Quick game's a happy game. We might cut it down if we're like, this is taking an awfully long time. But there's 10 questions. You're going to have a champion. Your champion is going to start here. They'll be at the back of the room. And we don't have any buzzers here. And so you notice I laid out three sheep's heads. Your champion will answer the question. They'll be like, ah, I know the answer to the question. They could confer with the team. They will run down to the front. They will play sheep hat on head, and their buzzer will be bah, and then they can then answer the question when I say yes. So we know, so it's clear who is ready to answer the question. Obviously, this is very important to the game. It's integral. So you need to choose your first champion. This team, your person will stand where Dave is. This team, stand next to Steve. And this team, by the pram. Choose a champion. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, come on. And so it's a draw. No, it's not. You still win, don't you? You still win. Well done, this team. Give yourselves a round of applause. Awesome. That was a lot of excitement. We just need to... We're going to calm it down now. But that was amazing work there. And well done for those runners. Give them a round of applause. Probably a little bit more energetic than I had imagined, but the plan got more and more convoluted in my head. Anyway, so on to today's reading. We're going to have two examples of how to live. So like goodies and baddies. See what we're doing there. And so in this passage we're looking at, Jesus is going to give us a good example and a bad example. And we're reading from John chapter 10, verse 11 to 15.
Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
So when Jesus was teaching people on earth, he used words and ideas that people would understand. Israel was a farming community, and so Jesus uses images from farms to help us understand about God.
What's cool about this story is that Jesus tells us what a bad shepherd is, and then tells us what a good shepherd is like. See what we're doing with heroes and villains thing? We don't just throw this thing together. Hearing a story is good, but I think we have some visual learners here this morning. Let's see it as well, so that we get it fixed in our minds. We're going to need some actors.
So, Nathaniel, do you want to come and get your mask?
Joel is behind the curtain.
Fantastic. And there's a few of the people that I do need to get involved. So, they don't know they're doing this, but let's give a big hand for Andrew Scopes, Jonah Ulibor, and Dave Farr's just picked up a child. So it's Steve Hall then. Yes, go Steve. So you're going to need that. Nice. You're a good friend, Steve. You need to put that on. Nice. Now, to save your knees, you don't need to go into method acting, all right? You can stay just on your 2 feet, as it were. So, right. So, cool. The stage is set. And so, we've got here, Joel is our hired hand. He's not the good shepherd. He's a substitute shepherd. And the problem is that the substitute shepherd just kind of, he's not really that bothered about the sheep. The sheep are just milling around. You need to mill. Oh, nice. We're going for it. This is good.
That's like a frog sheep.
I like that. It's good. You're doing a great job there, Andrew. This sheep feels a little static. There we go. But the thing is that the bad shepherd, he's just ignoring him. In fact, he just ends up playing on his iPhone. I don't think that bit's in the Bible, but he's just not that bothered about what's going on. It's easy money. He doesn't worry about protecting the sheep. Why bother? They're only sheep after all. He doesn't even own them.
And so when the wolf attacks, the hired hand panics. He doesn't want to risk his neck. They're not even his sheep. The hired hand doesn't really care about the sheep. The hired hand legs it at the first sign of danger. The sheep are left defenseless, and the wolf can eat as many sheep as he wants. But let's not go into method acting.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, actors. You can go and sit down, but don't lose that hat, because we might need you again. Give him a clap!
Thank you.
And so, in this story, we are the sheep. And the bad shepherd is all the stuff that we put into our lives instead of God. The things that we make king instead of God. The bad shepherd is people we allow to guide us away from God. The bad shepherd can be objects, things like money, possession, houses. If we let them, these things can lead us away from God's best for us.
When the wolf attacks, it's like when life is difficult, when things don't go our way. And so when the bad shepherd runs away, Jesus is showing us that these things we've put in place of God let us down. They won't protect us from harm. They can't protect us because whatever or whoever it is, it doesn't love us like God loves us.
So, we're going to need those actors back again because we need to see the good shepherd, obviously. We've seen the bad side. We need to see the good side. Let's go. So this time, the sheep are milling around. But the good shepherd, he's not on his iPhone. He's looking after them. And he's going to put them in a little fence. He's going to make up this kind of safe place for them. If there was an Oscar for best sheep, I think Andrew's getting it.
The good shepherd wants to protect his sheep. So he puts a fence around them, and as added protection, the shepherd lies down at the gate of the fence so that when the wolf comes, the good shepherd stands in the way. The good shepherd is ready to fight for his sheep, to protect his sheep, to stop the wolf from harming his sheep. The good shepherd is so committed to his sheep that he is ready to die for them.
Give him a clap! Thank you very much, actors. You are now free, and I will not call you again in the next 5 minutes. Well, give him a round of applause. So in this story, we're still the sheep, but the good shepherd is Jesus. And Jesus is telling us that if we put our trust in him, he won't let us down. Just like the good shepherd knows the sheep, Jesus knows us. Jesus knows everything about us. He knows what we like. He knows what we don't like. He knows where we go. He knows who our friends are. He knows what our favorite TV show is.
And just like the shepherd knows when his sheep are a bit naughty, Jesus even knows about the things we do wrong, when we lie, when we cheat, when we're mean to others. But amazingly, that doesn't mean that he loves us any less. Jesus loves us in spite of the things we do badly. And then the most amazing thing is that as the good shepherd lies in the gateway, ready to stop the wolf, ready to protect the sheep, so Jesus has already and continues to stand between us and death.
And Jesus drops a hint, doesn't he, about his mission on earth. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. The Bible tells us that God is holy. He's perfect. And to be with him, we need to be holy as well. The problem is we just can't do it. No matter how hard we try, we still end up messing things up. We can't seem to stop doing bad stuff. And the Bible tells us the only way to pay for sin, the bad stuff we do, is death.
But Jesus came to fix it all. He came to die in our place so that we could be with God now and forever. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for us.
And so, there's a moment here that if you haven't given your life to Jesus, today's a great day to do it. I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you want to give your life to Jesus now, you can pray along with me and say amen at the end. Father God, I'm sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I want you to be the king of my life. Thank you that Jesus died on the cross of my sins. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Please guide me throughout my life and help me the kind of person that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you did pray that prayer for the first time and you gave your life to Jesus, I really encourage you to tell someone about it. You can tell me, you can tell Naomi, or tell somebody at home, and I guarantee it will be the best news that they've ever heard.
And so what if we know Jesus and we've decided to follow him? Does this story have anything for us? Yes, it does. When we choose to follow Jesus, we become disciples. That means we want to live like Jesus lived. And so if Jesus is a good shepherd, then we need to be good shepherds too. That means we need to care about those around us. It means we need to protect those in our care. We need to be people of our word. If we say we're going to be there, then we need to be there.
It could be that someone new comes to school or to work or to church, and we could be the people who include them and make them feel welcome. It could be that we know someone who's going through a really tough time at the moment, and we could be the one who sends a message or makes a phone call or goes for a walk in the park with them to support them.
It could be that something or someone needs to stand up for them, to say when something is not fair or is hurtful. These are examples of how we can be good shepherds in our lives. And what is great is that if sometimes we mess up and we're not our best, which we all do, Jesus is ready to forgive us, to give us a fresh start.
And so, as we finish, I'm going to pray. I'm going to hand back to Emily. Father God, thank you for Jesus, our good shepherd, that died in our place so that we can reconnect with you. Thank you for the example he gives to us. Help us to follow him and care for those around us. And thank you for the forgiveness Jesus gives when we make mistakes. In Jesus' name we pray.